Sri Chinmoy, can I ask you first about your philosophy? We live in an inevitably physical and materialistic world. I'm sure it must be put to you a lot that the spiritual life is an escape from this world, from this material existence of ours. What do you have to say about that?
First of all, I used to say real spiritual life is not an escape from the material life of human society. On the contrary, real spiritual life has a big heart. It is the conscious acceptance of life as such, and then the transformation of life, of society, is of paramount importance. A real spiritual person will never enter into the Himalayan caves or escape from Earth's sin. On the contrary, he will embrace Earth's sufferings, Earth's ignorance, bondage, limitations.
But how will he embrace it? What will he do to embrace it, to come to terms with
it? He will go to the root. Root is God. First, he will enter into God, not by leaving the society. He will stay here with humanity. He will do his normal work. He will mix with society. He will have all connections with them. He will not cut off his connection. But the only thing that he will do, early in the morning, he will go to the root. The root is God. If you water the root of the tree, then only the whole tree is nourished. But if you just only sprinkle water on the top of a few branches, the tree cannot survive. So here we have to know God is the root. But here on earth, not by escaping from the earth, not at all. Who escapes? Only a thief escapes. Have you done something wrong that we have to escape? If I committed theft, then only if I have stolen something from your house, then I will go away. I will escape because you will try to catch me and I don't want to be caught. Here, why should I be afraid of someone when I have not done anything wrong? On the contrary, this is my fervent wish to help others. But only thing is that there is a way for me to help others through politics, through philanthropy, and various other methods help. In our case, we do it through conscious prayer and conscious meditation. Each one has a way of serving God. I go to the United Nations twice a week. There I hold meditations and we invoke peace, light and bliss. The UN is meant for peace. They try to offer peace to the world at large. They are doing in a political way or in their own way, let us say. But we try to bring down peace at the UN. How? Through our prayer, selfless, self-offering and meditation. So see, there we are well accepted. Although our method is different, we do not enter into the General Assembly or the Security Council, no. We go there and we meditate in our own way. We feel this is the way meant for us to bring about peace. And they feel that there is another way. So they are perfectly right, we are perfectly right. Here we have to say that our way to accept society is through constant and conscious prayer and meditation, and we shall not go away from the society.
Thank you.